We've all heard feedback is the breakfast of champions, but feedback is worthless if we're not listening. Here's what I've discovered. The best CEOs listen differently. They operate with a maxim I learned from Ron Shaham, and today I want to share that maxim with you. Welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. Ram Shaham is a business Yoda. He's a man of humble beginnings. He cut his business teeth watching his family run a shoe business in India. When it comes to educational experience, though, Harvard for his master's and doctorate, with a teaching resume that includes Northwestern's Kellogg School of Management, Wharton, and GE's Crotonville. Business acumen? This guy's mind is as nimble as a ninja. Respect? He's consulted with top leaders of the world's most successful companies. I'm talking Coke, GE, Merck, Verizon, just to name a few. Careful thought? He's the author or co-author of more than 20 books. Shaham is street smart and Wall Street tested. Now, having read a couple of his works, I figured when I picked up What the CEO Wants You to Know, How Your Company Really Works, it would be good. And I wasn't disappointed. What the CEO Wants You to Know is a business primer. So what Shaham does is he takes us back to the business basics: customers, cash, return on invested capital, and growth. And he helps the reader understand, work with, and improve on the fundamentals of business. Now, as a preacher, I can tell you, they don't teach you this stuff in seminary. I wish I had this book 20, 30, 35 years ago. Enough of the background. In chapter 3, every business is the same inside. The four things every company everywhere needs to master. Shaham writes, money making in business has four parts: satisfying customer needs better than the competition, generating cash, producing a sufficient return on the money invested in the business, your capital, and growing profitably. Most people know how to do one or two of these things really well. True business people, get this, true business people understand all four parts individually as well as the relationships between them. Now, I was reading what Shaham was saying about customers when I came upon this listening gem. It's simple, but apparently it's either not that simple or it's so simple that too many of us simply ignore it. Listen to what he has to say.
Seeing for yourself. One of the best retailers I know spends just about every Saturday at one of his stores around the country. He wants to see for himself what shopping bags from other retailers customers are carrying. He wants to know which stores they visit after they leave his. And equally important, he wants to see how many people leave his store empty-handed after considering the merchandise. On each visit, he makes it a point to talk to at least 10 customers. He identifies himself not as the CEO, but just as someone who works for the company, to hear from people firsthand. He gets information and insights that all the numbers in the world won't show. He gets to understand how his customers are thinking. He isn't trying to sell them anything. He is there to learn. CEOs like this know that if they become removed from the action, they may miss important changes and opportunities in the marketplace. And that can be devastating, since the customer is ultimately responsible for their organization's success.
Do you hear what he said? He isn't trying to sell them anything. He's there to listen. Now, later in the book, Ram's going to give us this feedback maxim and nugget of wisdom when he says this: when you get the feedback, listen with your ego turned off. And that, my friends, is gold. Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, said, if one gives an answer before he hears, it is his folly and shame. And yet, I mean, how often at work, in a marriage, out on the ball field, even with a close friend, we're not really listening because we're already formulating our response. And why? Because our ego, how smart we appear, or how quick we appear, or how bullheaded we are, is already firmly in the on position. Listen with your ego turned off. It's what great CEOs do. And while they may not note it as such, it's really love and respect in action. So when it comes to feedback, listen with your ego turned off. And that's my thought on my walk. And my question is, what will you do with that thought on your walk through life today?